Well, it's Monday, and what is a new week without a new song from NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson? Stephen, what have you brought?
I've got a wonderful band called Warpaint. It's four supremely talented women from Los Angeles. They've only broken through in the last few years, but they've actually been honing their craft, for lack of a better word, for a decade now. And that experience, to me, really comes through on this new record they've got. The songs are just beautiful and seamless and smooth and warm, but they're also, they sound incredibly cool at the same time. The whole album works as one 51-minute long piece, but this particular song is a standout. It's a wonderfully slinky, bleary little song called Love Is to Die.
Love is to die. Love is to not die.
I like it. Again, Warpaint, four women from Los Angeles. Okay, Stephen, you used cool and warm in the same sentence.
Yeah, I think it's possible to be both warm and cool, and that's what I love about this band. There's a ton of buzz around Warpaint. It's a big favorite on blogs. It's on a label that gets a lot of traction. The band has a great look. It's very widely generally perceived to be on the rise. But at the same time, all of that coolness never comes at the expense of craftsmanship or hard work. So everything is in the right place in Warpaint's music. The production is impeccable and thought out, and there are lots of little whirs and whispers and clicks in the mix, but still just lovely and loose. It's a band that's ready to be heard, and I think you'll hear it a lot in 2014.
Well, and you're hearing it now. Love Is to Die by Warpaint from that group's self-titled second album. NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Love is to die.
Let us know what you think at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.